Blog Talk Radio.
Angela?
Yes.
Okay, I think I started in 26. Did that ring a bell with you?
Let's acknowledge.
I'm sorry.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Okay, last week, Loretta, you read Genesis 25, 1 through 34.
Okay, so I finished that one. Okay. All right.
We have Auntie Carrie on the line.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and we have Mom and Mr. Varner.
Yes.
Okay, and don't recognize the number. Is that you, Loretta?
Miss William and Miss Hallie, ma'am. And Ms. Williams not going to be on. Ms. Allen says she might. They might get back in time, but I don't think so.
Okay, no problem. So you can go ahead and start reading.
Okay, I will do pick up reading and Genesis 26. And now there was a Phinehas in the land beside the previous Phinehas in Abraham's time. And Isaac went to Amalek, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live. Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and will give them all these lands, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed me and did everything I required of him, keeping my commands, my decrees, and my instructions, so Isaac stayed in Gerar. When the men of that place asked him about his wife, he said, 'She is my sister,' because he was afraid to say, 'She is my wife,' he thought. 'The men of this place might kill me on account of Rebekah, because she is beautiful.' When Isaac had been there, a long time, Amalek, king of the Philistines, looked down from a window and saw Isaac caressing his wife Rebekah. So Amalek summoned Isaac and said, 'She is really your wife. Why did you say she is my sister?' Isaac answered him, 'Because I thought I might lose my life on account of her.' Then Amalek said, 'What is this you have done to us? One of the men might well have slept with your wife, and you would have brought guilt upon us.' So Amalek gave orders to all the people, 'Anyone who harms this man or his wife shall surely be put to death.'" Should I stop there?
Yes, we don't have any new callers. We can go
okay,
ahead.
That was the reading out of Genesis 26, 1 through 1 through 11. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. We're going to go ahead and get started. If any new members join, we'll invite them and we'll continue. Giving honor to God, my parents, and each of you, let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor. Lord, we ask you to apply the blood of Jesus over the airwaves to render powerless and harmless any evil spirit that is in our presence. Father, we know true righteousness does not come from being obedient to God, to a law or commandment. God made true righteousness available only for those who put their trust in Jesus Christ. Saving faith involves trusting only in Jesus Christ in order to receive eternal life. Those who put their trust in Jesus Christ receive from God forgiveness of their sins and God's Holy Spirit into their lives. Prayer brings the unseen, the kingdom of God, on the scene or into our lives where we and other people need it, so God's kingdom is seen or manifested. We are here, Lord, to be a part and not a hindrance to the kingdom of God, but to set captives free. As stated in James 5, we are told to pray for one another. So let's pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Loretta, would you like the Matthew 19:26?
Sure. Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
with man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible. Amen, amen, amen.
Well, let's go ahead and get started. And since Mr. Varner is the only male, I would give him the honor to start us off today.
Amen.
I am not one male back then. Okay, we'll be reading out of Titus, the second chapter. And it reads, but speak the things which become sign documents, that the aged men be sober, ready, temper, sign and faith, in charity, and patience. The aged woman, likewise, that they be behavior and be holiness, not false accuser, not giving too much wine, teaching a good thing, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keeper at home, good, obedient to their own husband, that they would our God be more blaspheming, will not be blaspheming. Young men likewise exhort to be sober minded in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing uncorruptedness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil part, having no evil thing to say are you, exalt servant to be obedient unto their own master, and to please their will in all things, not answering again, not prolonging, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exalt and rebuke with all authority. Let no man defy thee. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And thank you for that. And we have some new callers. We have some new callers to join. We have Daniel. And did we get Reverend and Mrs. Allen?
You got Mrs. Allen.
Amen. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, thank you for that again, Daddy Barner. All righty. Auntie Carrie?
Yes, I was going to read this. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foe, came upon to me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though the host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Through the walls that shall rise against me, this I will be confident. One thing I desire of the Lord, that I shall seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies around and about me. Therefore, I will offer his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praise unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servants away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord shall take me up. Teach me thy ways, O Lord, and lead me in plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not unto the will of my enemies, for the false witness will arise against me and search breath out cruelty. I fainted unless I had lived to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say wait on the Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie.
Alrighty,
moving right along, Mother.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm reading Psalm 67.
Amen.
God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Sheila, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nation be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nation upon the earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth fill her increase, and God, ever our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us and all the end of the earth shall fear him. Amen.
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 Your mother. Hey.
You're low, Angela. Dad can't hear you.
Is that better?
Yeah, that was better. If we stay there.
I say I have. I will go ahead and say a prayer, and it's called, Be Protected and Survive Tough Times.
Amen.
Lord, I pray that you will surround all of us with your angels to keep watch over them so that they will not stumble. Out of Psalms 91:12, help our children to hear your voice leading them and teach them to obey you so that they will always be in your will and at the right place at the right time. I pray that the fear of the Lord will be for them a fountain. That will serve to turn them away from the snares of death. Proverbs 14:27. I pray that you will keep your eyes on our children and that they will not take their eyes off of you. Keep them to learn to dwell in your shadow where they are protected, as stated in Psalms 91.
Toya?
Okay, we have someone else to join. Is my Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Welcome. All righty. Moving right along. Miss Allen?
Yes. Okay, we'll be coming from Psalm, the 54th chapter, starting at the verse, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the word of my mouth, for strangers have risen up against me. They have not set guard for them. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with me to uphold my life. He will repay my enemies for their evil. Cut them off in your truth. I will freely sacrifice you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is delivered me out of all trouble, and my eyes have seen it desire upon my enemies. Amen.
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 Hey, thank you, Mrs. Allen. Yes. Loretta, would you like to say a word?
Nada.
Loretta?
Yes. I'll come out of the upper room. The title is Difficult Choices. It says, Be merciful to me, O God, because of your constant love. I recognize my faults. I am always conscious of my sins. Psalms 51:1-3. I feel sure that the Apostle Paul often wished he kept his mouth shut and just walked away, or that he reacted differently. Jesus warned Peter about the denial. And God warns us, but like Peter, we don't always listen. I live long enough to have many regrets. Most of those involve words, usually harsh criticism, that despite my good intentions, never helped anyone. I remember when I wounded someone a couple of years ago. We had served together in ministry to help others. But only recently did my coworker and I take the first step towards reconciling. I am glad we did. It wasn't easy for me, and it may not have been comfortable for her either. But she assured me that she bears no animosity. Such forgiveness is priceless. We both recognize that we can't change the past. Instead, we decide to move forward. That's not always easy because, like Peter, we remember what we did. It's hard to forget and forgive, and sometimes we are at least likely to forgive ourselves. We can't change what we've done, but we can change how we behave now. We can choose to think before we speak and to seek forgiveness from those we hurt. And we can choose to forgive ourselves. These are not easy choices, but they are good ones. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Alrighty. Moving on around, Daniel. Daniel?
Yes. I'm not going to read anything, but I wanted to just say I wanted to help the whole prayer line tonight. Dedicated to our lost and shed in. Amen.
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 And thank you for that. Okay. And next we have Auntie.
Is it Auntie Betty?
Yes, Auntie Betty.
Oh, okay. I'm coming out to work. It's God demand true worship. But the hour is coming, and now is, when true worship will worship the Father, Spirit, and truth. For the Father is seeking such a worship Him. God is a Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. John 4:23-24. Say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. Yes, Lord, completely yes. My soul says yes. These words describe the heart of a true worshiper, one who, by faith, has submitted their life to Christ Jesus. In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is the power by which believers come to Christ and see a new eyes of faith. Because of His indwelling presence, the Holy Spirit is closer to us than we are to ourselves. The Holy Spirit appeared in the Gospel of John as the power by which Christians are brought up to faith and help to understand their walk with God. He brings a person to a new birth. John 3:6, 6:3. The Holy Spirit is the parallel or helper whom Jesus promised to the disciple after his ascension. Now that we have direct access to God by faith in Jesus Christ, it is the Holy Spirit who promised, who provides spiritual beings by which we can communicate with God through worship, through praise, through prayer, and the study of His Word. It is the Holy Spirit who enables believers to obediently respond to God by saying, yes, Lord. The Holy Spirit is the connection who enables believers to worship God in spirit and in truth. He who knows the mind of God, the Holy Spirit, facilitate worship, initiate, pray, mediate intercession to us in prayer, and in the spirit agent of communion between the diligent seeker worship and the one worshiping God Almighty Himself. But worship is broadly defined as a response to that which is accepted as the Holy Spirit. That is, to a sacred, transcend being that we know as God, He is our sovereign ruler. and the creator of the giver of life, and the one whom all must bow. Characteristic response to enter the presence of our holy God is include bowing, prostrating oneself before him, silent, lifting up one hand, dancing before him, and more importantly, yield to his perfect will. It is those precious initiative moments as we worship the great God of the universe that we are strengthened by the Holy Spirit to say, yes, Lord, to your will, yes, Lord, to your way. My soul said yes. Saying yes to the will of God completely and wholeheartedly, obeying him, is true worshiping. Yes, Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. The source of my favorite song.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wait a minute. She said he had to go to his doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Yeah, that's why
she just
took
him. So she just got
Rasmus.
Hello?
Hello?
Who wants to babysit? For today?
No.
She wanted it tomorrow.
Oh, both of them?
Hello? Loretta, can y'all hear me?
I can hear you. I hear that noise in the background. I don't know who that is.
Sounds like Daniel.
Well, I don't care.
Well, I put both of them on mute. I don't know which one. Okay. We're going to go ahead and pray for our sick and our shut-ins. I'm just going to read through their names, and then we're going to pray. Have Uncle Champ, Antonio Nellens, Vero Nellens for Malachi, and Auntie Dot. We have Angela Vaughn, Michael and Denise Moody, Rebecca Rossiter, Mrs. Waters and family, Lenny and family, Jeanette Williams, Daddy Vernon, and Tanya Laitler, Jill Jan Rayco and family, Jermaine Dawson, Quentin Haynes and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Mary Lowe, Mary Ann, Wanda, Eddie Gitmus, and Maxine. Any other family or friend, family or friend member that is out sick today, let us bow our heads and pray for them. Miracles of healing are not of the old, as some confess. Why? Because God's word says, I am the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The work that I do, you will do. You shall do even greater works than me. This is according to John 14:12. It does take faith, though, faith of a mustard seed. So it is suggested that you confess God's word with authority over your body 2 times a day. It will increase your faith. God's word will not return to him void. He will return his words. We will return his words to him by giving it voice. And according to Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void without producing any effects useless, but it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing in which I sent it. Again, Isaiah 55:11. I create the fruit of my upper lips, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord. And I will heal him. And this is according to Isaiah 57:19. Heavenly Father, we ask you to remove from us any hurts, any turmoil, any pain, trauma, shock, and any anguish that are deep within our souls that have been created at any time in our lives that need to be removed. Heavenly Father, we ask you to loosen to each of us a spirit of love, peace, joy, and restoration. Heavenly Father, we ask you to camp your angels around us, our homes, and guard us and protect us, and to destroy any evil spirits, demonic spirits, strong men, or messengers of Satan, witchcraft or curse that try to come against us or against our homes. Heavenly Father, fill us with your Holy Ghost, anointing and power, as well as your presence. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Moving right along, let's talk about some birthdays. Do we have any birthdays for the week of March 24th through the
John Demon. I don't know the date, but it's in March. I date later.
I know Nikisha's birthday is on the 29th.
Who? Her daughter.
And that's all that I have. Anybody have any other ones? Okay. Do we have a volunteer to sing the happy birthday song?
I'll sing it.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, and many, many more. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Alrighty, thank you for that. Alrighty, so now let's move around to our agenda where we talk about praises or testimonies or songs or poems. And I'd like to start with Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay. Mother?
Well, I'm going to cut this thing. We have Simon Jacob Ladder. We are climbing Jacob's Ladder. We are climbing Jacob's Ladder. We are climbing Jacob's Ladder, soldier of the call. Every round goes higher and higher. Every round goes higher and higher. Every round goes higher and higher, soldier of the call. Sinner, do you love my Jesus? Sinner, do you love my Jesus? Sinner, do you love my Jesus, soldier of the cross? If you love him, why not serve him? If you love him, why not serve him? If you love him, why not serve him, soldier of the cross? We are climbing higher and higher. We are climbing higher and higher. We are climbing higher and higher, soldier of the cross. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, Daddy Vernon.
Yes. Since she was singing so wonderful, I'd read about a wonderful choir.
Amen.
The message of a choir singing Abba and joyful worship and praise, and a glorious anchor for our soul in the stormy, turbulent days. God, precious truth, shared in song, reach deep within the soul, stir the heart to follow Christ more closely in the fold. Thank God for a wonderful choir that lift his voice in praise, singing the message that keep us strong through all life, stormy days. I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praise unto the Lord. Psalm 27:6. Amen.
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 I will come to you, and the title of what I'm going to read about is called Wet Pants.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come to me to a third grade classroom. There's a 9-year-old kid sitting at his desk, and all of a sudden, there's a puddle between his feet and the front of his pants are wet. He thinks his heart is going to stop because he cannot possibly imagine how this has happened. It's never happened before. And he knows that when the boys find out, he will never hear the end of it. When the girls find out, they'll never as long as he lives. The boy believes his heart is going to stop. He puts his head down and he prays this prayer. Dear God, this is an emergency. I need your help now. 5 minutes from now, I'm dead meat. Here comes the teacher with a look in her eyes that says he has been discovered. As the teacher is walking towards him, a classmate named Susie is carrying a goldfish bowl that is filled with water. Susie trips in front of the teacher and inexplicably dumps the bowl of water into the boy's lap. The boy pretends to be angry, but all the while is saying to himself, "Thank you, Lord."
Oh, he got his help right there.
Now, all of a sudden, instead of being the object of ridicule, the boy is the object of sympathy. The teacher rushes him downstairs and gives him gym shorts to put on while his pants dry out. All the other children are on their hands and knees, cleaning up around his desk. The sympathy is wonderful. But as life would have it, the ridicule that should have been his has been transferred to someone else, Susie.
Mm.
Tries to help, but they tell her to get out. You've done enough, you klutz. Finally, at the end of the day, as they are waiting for the bus, the boy walks up and whispers, "You did that on purpose, didn't you?" Susie whispers back, "I wet my pants once, too." So who is the Susie in your life? May God help us see the opportunities that are always around us to do good. Remember, just going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than standing in your garage makes you a car.
Man, say that, Bella Bay.
Each and every one of us are going through tough times.
Yes.
But God is getting ready to bless you in a way that only He can. So keep the faith. This prayer is powerful, and prayer is one of the best gifts we receive. There is no cost, but a lot of reward. So let's continue to pray for one another. And then, in closing, I say, Father, I ask you to bless my friends, my relatives, and those that I care deeply for right now. Show them a new revelation of your love and power. Holy Spirit, I ask you to minister to their spirit at this very moment. Where there is pain, give them your peace and mercy. Where there is self-doubt, release a renewed confidence through your grace. Where there is need, I ask you to fulfill their needs. Bless their home, family, finances, their goings, and their coming. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Man.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Alan? Who? Is Alan?
Oh, pass.
Okay. Check with Daniel. Daniel? Daniel?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, all righty. How about you, Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to say trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he shed on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, well, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the sky, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt, not a fear, not a sight, not a tear, can abide while we trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he does richly repay. Not a grief, not a loss, not a frown, not a crawl, but be blessed if we trust and obey. But we never can prove the delight of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he showed and the joy he betrothed are for them who will and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he say we will do, what he send we will go, never fearing, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, well, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Loretta, did I get you?
No, and I do have something to share. Daniel, are you listening? Daniel?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I need you to call the house when, call Toya number when the prayer line is over, okay? Okay. Okay, I would like to share a praise report. As of Friday, the Lord has blessed me with a 2006 Kia Sportage.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Kia Sportage. Spectra. A car.
A car. Oh, well, honey, okay.
Yeah, I saw him. She said a Kia.
A Kia Spectra.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God, Lord.
Yeah, that's a man.
Yes, and I have a prayer that I would like to share with the group. It says, "Oh God, keep us from bitterness and resentment when our efforts do not yield the results we desire. Help us to trust you and give us confidence that what we do for you is never done in vain." Amen?
Amen.
And amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta, and again, congratulations for your new vehicle.
Thank you.
Serenity prayer, and I'm going to lead you guys in the prayer. You just follow me. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept.
The serenity to accept.
The things that I cannot change.
The things that I cannot change.
Give me the courage.
Change the things that I can change.
And give me the wisdom. To know the difference.
To know the difference.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay, and our closing prayer should be Matthew 6. I got that right, Loretta?
Amen.
See what happens. Read the closing prayer.
I'll read it.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head. 6-9. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil ones. For if you forgive others when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others of their sins, your Father will not forgive you of yours. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.
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 This concludes the program for tonight, and we would like to thank you for your participation. Leaving you with one last prayer, O Lord, pray that from your glorious unlimited resources you will give us mighty inner strength through your Holy Spirit. And may we have the power to understand, as God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep your love really is. Glory be to you, Lord. Amen. Everyone have a blessed
day. Amen. Have a blessed
day. Good night, everyone. Love you all.
Night.
Next week is Easter Sunday.
Bye.
I'm prepared.
All right. All right, somebody.
This concludes our program for tonight. The Nellums family would like to thank everyone for taking time to participate and or listen to our words of faith and love for Jesus our Lord. We don't take your attendance lightly because without your participant, this is not possible to spread the words of faith. Again, leaving you with one last prayer, our Lord, pray that from your glorious unlimited resources, you will give us mighty inner strength through your Holy Spirit. And may we have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep your love really is. Glory be to you, Lord. Everyone have a blessed week, and we love you. Come again.